Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the Most Exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Children, do you remember the last story? It was about a river. Can you remember the name of the river? It was the river Nile. And the river Nile was in which country? It was in the country of Egypt. And it was a wonderful story about how the Sahabas, because they obeyed Allah, that everything became theirs. And the story was about River Nile not flowing, and there was this evil custom where they would sacrifice a girl. And when the Muslims took over the country, the governor, whose name was Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, when he found out that this evil custom was taking place about putting a girl in the river and sacrificing her so that the river would flow, he stopped that custom. And then he sent a letter to Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar replied and also gave him another letter to put in the river. And what did that letter say? The letter said, if you flow on your own accord, so he addressed it to River Nile and said, if you flow on your own accord, then do not flow. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One and Mighty, makes you flow, then we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One and Mighty, to make you flow. And within overnight, the river rose by 100 hand lengths. Subhanallah. That was the power and the strength of the Iman of the Sahabas, that everything became theirs. Because they became Allah's, Allah became theirs. Today's story is called The Effects of Bismillah. The Effects of Bismillah. Caesar, the king of Rome, once wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he constantly suffers from headaches, and that he, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, should prescribe or suggest some remedy for him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent him a topi, head cap, and told him to wear it, which will relieve the headache. Whenever the king would wear the topi, he did not suffer any headache. But as soon as he removed it, his headache would return. He was very surprised, and upon further investigation, he tore the topi and found a small taweez inside, upon which was written, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This had such a great effect on the king and made such an impact on his heart that he exclaimed, how great is not the deen of Islam? When one small little verse is a means of cure, then surely the entire deen must be a means of salvation. Saying this, he accepted Islam. Subhanallah. He accepted Islam. Once Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was passing by a grave whose inmate was undergoing punishment. On another occasion, when passed by the same grave, he noted angels of mercy around it. In the darkness of the punishment, there was now an effulgence of nur and forgiveness. He was indeed surprised at this turn of events and made dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to him the secret underlying this episode. Through wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam that this person was a sinner. Hence he was being punished. His son, who became of age, was admitted into madrasa, and on the first day the ustad taught the boy to say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, at that juncture I felt shame that how can I punish this man who lies beneath the earth when his son who walks on the surface, when his son who walks on the surface takes my name. So there was a person who was getting punished in the grave, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam saw and heard that punishment. But and on another occasion, he's going past the same grave, and there are angels of mercy surrounding the grave. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is thinking, That's strange. What's going on? So he made dua to Allah so that he is made aware of what's going on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to him that this man was a sinner and that's why he was getting punished. But now his son, he's become of an age where he has been admitted into madrasa. And on his first day, the teacher is teaching the boy to say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Isa alayhi salam that I felt shame that how can I punish this man who lies beneath the earth when his son who walks on the surface takes my name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is so forgiving. We are so lucky. We are so lucky that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so much. He loves us more than our fathers and our mothers. He loves us 70 times more than our mothers. So imagine how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. That is why it's important that we understand the power of Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Whenever we start anything, we should start with reciting Allah's name. Why? Because Allah loves us. Why? Because he's telling Allah that Allah, I am starting the task, I am starting the job. Whatever we do, we start with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And you will see yourself how much blessing, how much barakat, and how easy the task will become. Because we are remembering Allah, because we are mentioning Allah, because we are saying that Allah, we are starting this task with your name. So whatever good we do, we always start with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You heard the story of Hazrat Umar. When the king of Rome is having a headache, Hazrat Umar gives him a topi. But every time the king wears it, the headache goes. And when he takes the topi off, the headache comes back. He's very confused why this is taking place. So he tears the topi up and he finds a small verse, a small piece of paper with the Arabic letters, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So the king thinks, if this small verse is doing such an amazing thing for me by removing my headache, imagine how the complete deen would help me. So he embraced Islam. This is the power of Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Put your hands up. Who is going to now start saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim every time we do anything good? Anytime we start, put your hands up. Say it with me. Let's say it together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now put your hands down. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding of what has been heard and said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true belief and the true yaqeen and the true understanding of the power of Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, so that every time we start a task, every time we start anything, we always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning, and when we finish, we say Alhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah. So we start with Allah's name and we finish with Allah's name. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of everything from start to finish. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين